Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and I'm here with my new co-host, CG Erickson.
Hey, y'all, how you doing?
And we've got two amazing returning guests today. We have Mark Riccadonna. There he is. We're doing this live, so it's a little different than we're used to.
There he is.
The one and only John Koppel.
There he is.
Hey, I'm right here. Thanks, Kate.
There's my guy.
And Kate, and thank you, Siege. Thanks for having me on your show, Siege.
You're welcome, buddy. No problem.
Yeah, I won't mess this up.
Yes, Siege is my new official co-host. I guess I kind of made the announcement this week when I put up the logo, but I've been trying to get him to say yes for like months. And then, yay, he did.
Say yes to the dressing.
You kind of gave him first billing.
Well, when he started podcasting, he realized he loved it because podcasting is the shit and we get to do it with like who we like, funny people. I don't know. So once he got real down with it, it's given me a life that I had. Well, I don't even want to fully go into it, but like obviously when I found CG a year ago, it just like brought new life into me, and having him as my co-host, I don't know, like brings me excitement to keep it going and stuff. So I'm very happy about it.
Yay.
I love when you say you found me like I'm a lost dog. That's my favorite. It's like I found him. I was wandering the streets and she was like, CG, oh my God, is that you? I love that. But no, she did find me and it's a pleasure to be here, guys. Thanks.
She found you.
I did.
That guy needs a podcast.
What'd you say?
Yeah. You found him. You're like, that guy needs a podcast. He needs to be on the air.
Yeah.
That lost like- soul needs a podcast in his life. Yeah.
You're like that dude that was cleaning windows and he had the golden voice and they found him and they were like, this guy should be on the radio. And then, like, a week later, he was smoking crack and back on the streets.
Exactly.
I'm exactly like that guy. I am so that guy, dude. You'll see. You'll see in a week or two.
You remember it was, like, the feel-good story, like, 7 years ago? It was, like, the heartwarming feel-good story, and the guy totally fucked it up.
That's so – story of 2020 and then 2021. That's what's a great call, Mark.
I shouldn't be drinking already.
That guy's voice melted my heart. He was amazing. I wonder where he is now. I want to do a follow up podcast on where is that guy now. I hope he'll come on.
I think it would probably be pretty. I'm sure he's in a great place. You're right. I'm sure he's killing it right now. What? Did I say something shocking?
Koppel's extra feisty on New Year's Eve. He's got the beer in his hand. He's ready to go. Mark, yeah. Do you have a drink ready?
I do. I have a vodka soda. I'm surprised Koppel doesn't have a twisted tea.
Yeah, dude. Dude, I'm going to be smashing skulls with a twisted tea in about 4 hours.
That was in Cleveland.
Yeah. Wasn't
of course it?
It
was Cleveland.
Did you see the mashup video with Dave Matthews Band starting as soon as the guy got decked with the twisted tea? I've never liked Dave Matthews Band so much. I sent this to Siege. It was so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was to the beat. He kept smacking that guy in the face with the can of twisted tea. After the guy, like, kicked the twisted tea, he came away from him, that angered him. And then he picked it up and smacked a guy in the face with twisted tea. And then they did it over and over to the beat of I don't know the name of the Dave Matthews Band song.
I don't know.
Well, you guys know.
I don't know the name of any Dave Matthews Band song.
Oh, someone wrote. So we
just said Happy New Year.
Mark, explain how this is happening.
So this is on Twitch. We have a live show going on as well as your live show. So they're tuning in and watching. They can write in, ask us questions. They can do anything. And Buttsy says, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Buttsy.
Happy New Year, Buttsy.
Happy New Year, Buttsy.
Thanks, Buttsy. You're a good guy.
I love it.
So, 2020 is coming to an end. We are podcasting on New Year's Eve. Real quick, everyone's thoughts on their 2020. Was it a better year than normal, a worse year than normal? I know, Koppel, you said you had some interest. You were ready to defend, in a way, 2020. So why don't you start? How do you feel about your 2020 and saying goodbye to it?
I mean, listen, 2020 was a hot slice of dog shit. It wasn't a good year, but everybody that says that this is like the worst year, it's just an unimaginably bad year, I think it's important to take some perspective and to really consider how much better it is to be alive now than just about any time in history. You know, we got the life expectancy is so much longer than used to. We're living like twice as long as we were 100 years ago. You can see with just the development of the vaccine, like modern medicine is killer. And also, the life's just better. I've got electricity in here. I have refrigeration and modern plumbing and access. I'm going to eat sushi for dinner tonight. My fucking grandparents didn't know what sushi was. I got access to all these different cultures. I'm just saying, like, before we decide that everything sucks, and listen, a lot of people had a really bad year, and I'm not trying to diminish what they've been through, but for most of us, life is still pretty kick-ass in 2020. That's all. I just think people should consider that a little bit more often.
That's
beautiful. That's called gratitude, ladies and gentlemen. That's called gratitude. Thank you, John Koppel.
Cheers.
Mark Donna. Cheers.
John Koppel's an asshole. That's when it comes to
down to the felt feels, man.
No, but I love that you took the positive spin on it. And as horrible of a year as this was, and I lost a ton of work, as so many of us have, and lost a lot of things that were going on this year down the toilet. People have lost relatives and families, and Margarita, what a nice comment to say. I do have this like thing I keep joking about, but it's kind of honest. I was on the road so much, and I was in the car driving to a gig and said I would do anything to spend some time with my family and able to actually stay home with my kids. And then this happened, and I was like, we could have did it a different way, but I did get the time with my family. So like I feel like I actually got to watch my kids grow up this year, which was kind of cool, you know, and it made me reevaluate a lot of things. It used to be always about work, and work was the most important thing because I wanted money to provide my family with stuff. But now I realize, like, we just need enough money to get by. We don't, and the being together is more important. So it kind of hit a reset button on me. So I'm going
to a lot of people dying for Mark to get some really good quality time with his kids. That is beautiful, Mark.
Well, I mean, it's really important first that a lot of people die and then I get some time with my family.
That's like a romantic comedy.
John, because you added death, or maybe I guess I added that.
He was so singular focused on his career and money, and he realized.
And I also would like to say, I mean, people are complaining about the whole thing of what's going on with, you know, all these people dying and stuff. It usually took a war going on over a decade to kill that many people. So we did a pretty good job doing it in a year.
2020 was efficient. 2020 was efficient.
Yeah, so more than Vietnam.
CG, how do you feel about your 2020?
Let's see. Okay, I got out of a mental hospital in 2020. Like, that's pretty dope, I feel like. Corona helped me get out of the hospital. Thanks, bros. And I think Corona kind of helped me get out of a mental hospital because, you know, the judges and the general public was like, you can't lock these people up and the coronavirus is swimming around the facility and they're, you know. And so I think I got out early because of that, quite possibly, like it helped. That being said, I think I liked it. Ricky Don got to spend some time with his family. I feel like he's a good person. And actually, most people find out that they hate their family during Corona season. I think most people right now are dying to get away from their family right now after being cooped up with them for this long. That's what I think the general consensus is. I talk to some people sometimes, some regular people, and I think that they, in general, hate their loved ones at this point. let's see what else.
I love seeing.
Yeah, that's about it. That's all I got, I think, Kate. I think it's all I got.
Alan said to the person who fucked a bat and started coronavirus, thanks.
Siege thanks you. You hooked him up.
Thanks, Alan.
Whoever fucked that bat did it for Siege and the other people in the Metro Institution.
This is for Siege, man. This is for Siege.
I don't. guy's my boy. Like, I don't ever want to see him or hang out with him, but he's my boy. Yeah. I don't want him ever to be at like a party I'm at or anything, but I feel like there are moves you still do. Like there's still moves you do even when it's like a bat.
Okay.
But I don't know what moves. You gotta be like
time it out. No, we're not talking about ways to fuck a bat. Okay.
There are ways for bats to fuck you.
Is we're finally onto something.
No. Now in my 2020,
way to ruin New Year's, Kate.
We'll get to that. Tom wrote a comment of a fish hook, by the way. We're gonna get to that in a sec. I want to say it's never okay to fuck an animal. I say this at least once a year to my listeners because unfortunately some people need to hear that. I had a listener, I talked about this before, I had a listener write in. Her boyfriend convinced her to have a threesome with her, him, and the cat. And I try to be a non-judgmental person, but I'm sorry. That's very not okay. Never have sex with animals. Bats, none of it. Not okay. Okay.
Yeah. And if you think
that statement,
did you ask like how they were positioned?
He said the cat did give him that look. No bat fucking joke. Everyone's calling him Buzzkill. How dare you all?
Kate's trying to run a family show here. At one point, we're going to have to keep the children.
Oh my God, it went
out.
So wrong.
I'm not letting my boyfriend talk about how he would fuck a bat in different positions. I'm not. We're not doing that. Thank you.
I was just wondering what to do then. I don't want to do it.
Fuck. Someone said, what if the animal fucks you? Listen, bestiality, in my opinion, is not okay. There is a town where it's normalized that they fuck donkeys. There's a documentary on Vice where these dudes are fucking donkeys. And everyone's like, yeah, you know, that was my life in Virginia. Fuck the donkey. And they're like, it's like normal. Okay. So sorry, but we don't fuck animals, humans. Okay. Sorry to be the buzzkill of the party.
Yeah. And I don't want to speak for everybody.
Like,
do they have
donkeys hang out at the bar outside? Like when you
CG, your audio is making me want to fuck a donkey. Your audio, for whatever reason.
Because I can't hear shit either. Damn.
Well, then you might, CG, when your audio goes out, sign out and sign back in. Okay. But when you start talking and it's going in and out, like I said, it makes me want to fuck a donkey. And I never want to fuck a donkey. Speaking of fucking donkeys, there was a famous donkey / human that I...
That's fucking gross.
That's gross. You're not allowed to talk until I can actually hear you. Fix the audio thing. Anyway, there was a person that fish hooked me during sex and You don't even fish hook a donkey. You fish hook no one ever. It's not okay. Now, some people like S&M. Some people like pain in their sex. Do any of you like being hurt in the bedroom?
No, I don't want hurt in the gym. I don't want hurt in the bedroom. No pain is okay with me.
I agree.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
I don't understand. I hope that Siege didn't freeze and he's actually just holding her. No.
Siege, you froze for a sec. John, would you? If someone wrote, would they admit it if they do? These are three very honest people. Okay, so everyone be very honest. John, okay. You like a little bit of pain in the bedroom?
Hell no. No, I don't want any pain. Any friskiness going on in the bedroom is for like only good feelings. And I don't need, like, pain doesn't enter into that format for me.
I agree.
I want to take the other opposition just so it's like more compelling, but I wouldn't be able to back it up at all because I don't like any pain ever. All right, sorry guys, I had to hop in here for this conversation because you don't like having your back scratched or bitten. None of you are into any of that stuff, huh?
Different. There are levels to it. You can get bitten in a way that's appropriate, and you can get your back scratched in a way that's appropriate. If you get your back scratched so hard that you're fucking oozing blood out of your back, you need to ditch that person. They are angry. They've got childhood wounds they didn't deal with. If they're scratching your back in a sexy way where they're not breaking the skin and you have to go to the ER, I don't get it.
But just like you said, there's levels to it. So it might not be my cup of tea to bleed, but I'm not gonna judge the person that it is their cup of tea.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah, and that's the way I took your question. You know, like, do you like a little bit of pain along with it? Which I don't judge it unless things get like way, way off the deep end. It's just not for me. I'm meat and potatoes.
Vanilla. I'm pretty sure they call that vanilla. So, but I feel like if you like it a little, it's like drinking. When you first start, it's only a beer. And then you need two beers. And then you need three. And then you need four. Maybe five.
Tom, what crazy shit are you into?
I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying I don't want to throw any stones from a glass house. I can understand.
How do you feel about the fact that I got fish hooked during sex? For me, it was actually traumatic.
It shouldn't be traumatic. I do agree that it needs to be a consensual thing where both sides have to enjoy that thou who is hooking and thou who is getting hooked. Oh, we lost CG. You'll be back.
We'll hop on.
But...
I just know that John likes sex missionary position. He joined a church, went and helped people for it. It's a very, very safe way to have sex.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm trying to spread the love.
I was interviewing somebody one time, and we had a couple on, and we were asking them both. We're like, okay, what's so-and-so's favorite position? And you know, the wife, the girlfriend was like missionary. And then we brought the guy, and we're like, what's your favorite position? And he goes, regular. That was it. Regular style.
So sometimes if I get enough tequila, I'll go unleaded.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. Alan said a FetLife account. What is FetLife?
It's for fetish people with fetishes, I guess. Because they're calling bullshit. They're saying, so let me ask Alan this question because he's writing this. Alan, okay, wait. First I'll get to Alan and then the fish hook story. Did it come out of nowhere? So first, Alan, why would you think that all comedians would be into that? I'm genuinely curious. And then second of all, yes, the fish hook was out of fucking nowhere. And I had to bite down on his finger to get him to stop. But it only turned him on more. And he came that way, but I was not doing it because I was trying to.
Oh, really? Is that how that happened?
Oh, I'm going to try that.
I'm telling you, it's a famous celebrity who just got married and there are quotes all over the place of like, he's like, she's the classiest woman I ever dated. I'm like, sorry, I wasn't classy when you were fish hooking me, motherfucker. And I would love to drop a name and let y'all know who it is, except I'm not trying to get super.
Sage is back.
But I heard you could email her and find out who this is. I'll be in the back. I'll return later.
He's like Santa. He just pops in.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Tom's like, I'm jumping in.
It is weird if we're in a group.
He did good.
Yeah, but one of us probably has to be a little bit more twisted. I don't know. You guys can't all be like me. I know I'm telling the truth.
CG, how are you with that? Do you like pain in the bedroom?
No, like if, I don't know, to me, if I feel pain, I want to return the pain. And like, I'm not trying to, you know, fight someone in the bedroom. It's a place of love. It's a place of love and massages.
I'm agreeing with you. Amen.
Christian Cordes is on. He said, yeah, no, Christian.
Kahuna's in the house. We should ask Kahuna. He's like the gentlest man on the planet.
He said, okay, and then yes. And then Alan said, because comedians are damaged people, that's why he would have assumed we wanted
Run it wrong.
Yeah, that's, dude.
That's that a good call.
So fair.
I could have charged him with the
he
song.
He knows what he's doing.
Okay, so, Kate, you got to ask Christian.
Wait.
Let's ask Christian what he thinks.
You ask him, Rekadon.
All right, Christian. Do you like pain in the bedroom? Or are you just like John put it, meat and potatoes kind of guy? Because we're all meat and potatoes here. And then, so do you think...
Yeah.
How would you go about going to the police, though, to report a fish hook?
You can.
Yeah, like, you already let him in. Like, you're naked with him. Like, if he does a move, you just have to say, like, that move's not okay. And then if he doesn't stop, then you call the police.
Yeah, but the only way I got him to stop was biting down on his finger because he was, like, literally, it was hurting so bad. And then when I bit down is when he fucking came. So... I was glad it was over.
Alan knows some stuff.
In all seriousness, there's a large kink BDSM community. This is from Alan, listeners. The most important rule in that community is that any activity be safe, sane, and consensual. I think consensual is the biggest thing. I think there wasn't consent on my end to participate. Like, he stuck a finger in my ass the first time we ever had sex. That is the rudest. We talked about this with Koppel, a girl trying to sneak a finger in there.
Okay. This is what happened. Here's my story. I was having sex with this guy for the first time ever. First time. And I had to act polite about it because I didn't know him that well. So I was like, oh, okay.
Probably didn't need coffee that morning. You're awake.
Tom just snuck in the clip out of nowhere. Snuck in that clip like that dude snuck in a finger in my butt.
Quick 30 seconds. Bing, bang, boom, in and out.
Margarita.
Yo, but that girl wasn't sneaking past Hopple's offenses.
Yeah. Well, Hopple studied with Cobra Kai, so he knew the wax on, wax off move.
Yes, the finger guy is the same as the fish hook guy, Margarita. Also, the same dude, when we were having sex, it would be constant eye contact, staring me down like he wanted to eat the skin off my body. You know what I mean? Like American Psycho style.
Was it Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, you beat me to that comment. That was awesome. I couldn't chime in fast enough.
Now, you all know who it is, but I'm not saying names because I'm not trying to get sued in 2021. I want my 2021 to be a good year. I want to have really good sex with my boyfriend. That's what I want my 2021, not to be in jail.
Fishhook guy has an MO.
Yeah.
I think Margarita 5 is going to get to the bottom of this.
I know. I love it.
And I think she's a badass. She pops on a couple of the other podcasts, and she's in Jersey. She might hunt them down for you.
Margarita, we'll talk.
Could I pose a question real fast to everybody on the panel? So with not Kate, all the guys, what if a lady friend that you were with snuck one in your butt, surprise, without knowing it was coming? What would your reaction be?
Koppel, well, you got to go first. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, this has happened to me before. And I had to decline it politely. You don't want to be a mood killer, you know? And you also have to appreciate the gesture, because everybody that's watching right now, you can see my face. Nobody's like, I want to get up in that guy's butthole. You know, so there's a part of me that's like, oh, it's really sweet that, like, you know, it's not my thing, but thank you. And so I went with, I just politely no, but then she came back to it. And then I felt that I had to address it. And I said, no thanks, I'm good. And then she came back to it again. And I said, honestly, it's really not my thing. And then she came back to it a fourth time. And that's when I got up and I said, I don't like that. And I put my clothes on and I
and that's when you played Hall & Oates. I can't go for that.
You should have been like
yeah, that was how I started the year 2020. I was like, I'm walking into the new year with dignity.
I could see you putting your coat on and leaving and being no means no and walking out and storming
away. I picked up my purse and I stormed out. I was like, that is it. I said no. Yeah, it was
We've already actually discussed this on the podcast. So sorry. Rick Rana said that they couldn't get past.
You need a machete and a small hiking crew to make it anywhere near me. So, the hair on my head is the least thickest hair on my body. He just gross siege out.
He took his headphones off like that. He's like, done.
Inside that, I'm
no, a, he's I'm having old. Audio. StreamYard, I think, is giving him more issues than Skype normally does for some reason.
We all know the holidays provide the perfect excuse to get a little glammed up. I'm completely loving Thrive Cosmetics right now. They offer high-performance, award-winning products that are both vegan and cruelty-free. And right now, they have some amazing discounted sets that are perfect for gifting. Plus, for every product you buy, they donate to help a woman thrive. Talk about spreading holiday cheer. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with high-quality, skin-loving ingredients. Their clinically proven formulas highlight your best features and improve your skin over time. All Thrive products are formulated without parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. Many of the holiday sets available include a free tube of Thrive Cosmetics' best-selling liquid lash extensions mascara. It's so popular, one is sold every 5 seconds. It's flake-free, smudge-free, and clump-free, and has more than 7,000 five-star reviews and won Glamour's Best Clean Beauty Products of 2020 award for the best mascara. I've used it and my eyelashes look so much thicker with it on. I was also impressed with how the Bright Balance 3-in-1 cleanser removed my makeup so quickly. And the Brilliant Eye Brightener also goes on smoothly and lasts all day. Thrive Cosmetics never tests on animals and has been Leaping Bunny and PETA certified as completely vegan and cruelty-free. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need thrive by donating funds and products. Pretty amazing. Start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/invasion for 15% off your first purchase. That's Thrive, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com/invasion for 15% off. Once again, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, medics.com/invasion.
I don't know.
Alan said, listening to your stories, you people seem to have sex with a lot of people that have lack of consent.
We came up in the 90s. There was, you know, hey, I played football.
No, sorry.
Siege, I think you might have to click sign off and sign back on again. It's bumming me out.
I love Christian.
Christian, just dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. You know what else you got.
Okay, so next topic. We have another video. This, let me explain. I need some backstory to this. So I just recovered from COVID. And before I really knew, thank you, John, before he was applauding me, before I really knew I had it, but we thought I might, so I wasn't feeling well. CG in a group chat with me and John started calling me Rona Ronda. And I hated the name. And then I slowly started embracing, thanks to John being like, embrace her. I embraced her too hard. I put on a wig and I, my very talented actress friend, Liz Samuel, who's an incredible actress. She's funny as hell. She agreed to be Katie Couric, but Katie COVID. And I, we just put out this video this week and it didn't get the response. No, I mean, I didn't, it didn't go viral like I had hoped. So could we play a real short clip, a little bit of Rona Ronda getting interviewed by Katie COVID?
Hello, everybody. I'm Katie COVID. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're talking to Rona Ronda, who has been through the other side of COVID-19 and survived. Hi, Rona. How are you feeling today?
Katie, obviously not great, okay?
Rona, I think a lot of people want to know what it was like in the hospital. How long were you there for? How did they treat you?
Katie, are we seriously going to go over this? They sent me home in an Uber. The doctor said I was the most disgusting patient he'd ever seen. He said he'd never experienced so much snot running down someone's lip in his whole career.
Do you know anyone else around you who had COVID-19?
Well, after they came around me, yeah.
If you could go back in time, would you do anything different?
Katie, if I could go back in time, the first thing I would have changed is I would have sucked more.
Moving forward, how will this change you?
Hold on, Katie. Give me a second real quick. I need to clean myself up. I'm on TV. Goddamn, it grows back every time like a freaking octopus's tentacle.
What about this vaccine? Will you be getting this vaccine?
No, no, no. My blood is too thick. The hospital said they couldn't draw it. It's like strawberry jam.
I think everybody wants to know, what was the first symptom?
Well, first thing is I get home and I can't smell my goddamn Yankee Candle.
What are you here to tell the American public?
Well, Katie, people with corona are still people.
Oh my God, you played so much of it.
I'm trying to figure out if you looked more like Nikki Six or Kip Winger with that wig on.
I don't know who either are.
Tom, can you pull up an old picture of Kip Winger with that sweet hairdo?
I apologize to the public for that video.
That was great.
Thank you.
I love your Rona Ronda voice.
CG's the one that told me not on her at all times. He said she needed snot. And then when I posted that video, I got just a simple little like from him and Popple. Both the updo Rona Ronda, and then I just get like, thank you both. Thank you, CG, for saying she needed snot. Christian, when do we film the pilot? Christian, we'll talk.
Very funny. We were actually talking about that right before we went on air.
He just brought
Stein.
Up. Yes, he just brought up. What's his name? Henry Cavill. Oh my God, I do look like him.
Look at Kip Winger.
Yeah, Kip Winger. Yeah, he was having a good time back in the day. She's only 17.
17. Oh my God. I actually think you probably didn't get the response that you wanted from it, because we would think the holidays would be like the time to put a video up because people are home not doing anything. But we've been home this whole time that the holidays are actually giving people stuff to do. Nobody's on the internet like looking for content and looking for stuff to do. So maybe repost it in January.
Yeah, you should post it once every couple of days for sure. That's what I think.
I won't take it down, but, you know, I was given fake confidence from Koppel and Siege. Every hour till it goes, someone wrote. It's. I thought it was funny. I think some people are probably offended, right? Like, COVID's not a laughing matter. But honestly, she developed from me having it. I did go to the emergency room. I felt like they treated me like I was a big weenie, even though I couldn't breathe. I did not get any negative feedback. I was worried about that. I got some feedback. Some people who were brave enough to do the ha ha ha's did. I think people are scared. We're in like a really PC culture, and people don't know if I'm making fun of COVID in the way that people are dying, which I'm not, obviously. So I think people didn't really know what to make of it. And the snot. That's the number one people. Yeah. Snot. So thank you once again, CG Erickson, for that tip.
Yeah, you really put yourself out there, and to not get feedback. I was saying to Siege, like, when you really dig deep and try to do something creative and a little bit like strange, and you put it out there, no responses. It's like, I don't know. I've never sent someone a dick pic, but I feel like it's the same thing as like sending a dick pic and just have it being ignored.
No, it was vulnerable. It was vulnerable.
Yeah, you exposed yourself.
CG directed me in that video the entire time. Okay. He was feeding me sentences. So I was recording. He was on my phone directing me, and still could not hit love on the Facebook thing. Okay.
He didn't want to admit it.
Yeah, he didn't want to put himself out there. I get it.
I have an uphold. Jesus, Kate.
Oh my gosh.
Siege would never embarrass himself on Facebook. That I know.
I wanted to ask you guys. Hold on. How do you guys feel about hot cartoons? I'll explain why I'm bringing this up. I did not realize that they had done a She-Ra remake. She-Ra was my shit growing up. And they were like sexy. Like She-Ra was sexy in that cartoon. And
yeah,
the remake, it's much like younger kid looking. Like it's not hot She-Ra. I prefer hot She-Ra. So I wanted to hear some of your favorite hot cartoons. I also have to say Holly Hollywood from Cool World. I don't know if you guys remember Cool World.
Yeah.
She's a smoke show. So yeah.
Well, I personally have a thing for Jessica Rabbit, being the fact that I'm an idiot comedian and I'm married to a hot bombshell girl. We're kind of the rabbits. Wow. So there's something there with Jessica Rabbit for me.
Shout out to Ange and those tig old biddies.
Yeah.
And let me say something too. Not only does Ange got a hot body, but her and Rick Adonis sent me a care package when I had COVID. And the biggest thing of that care package was the seltzers, because I needed liquids really badly, and they gave me a whole thing of nice seltzers, and that kept me alive amongst some other great things. But
so
I didn't get a care package from you, Koppel, and your wife with her tiggle bitties.
She got
the to Meg.
Yeah. You see John just reminisce for a second? Like, those are some
good things. I remember.
Someone wrote their favorite sexy cartoon is Grape Ape.
Grape Ape.
Now I have a question. If
Wizard
you
of
want
Oz.
To bang a cartoon,
die behind the curtain. Yes.
If you want to bang a cartoon, but it's an animal, are you wrong or are you right now in this?
Kate, you got
it. Kate, good question. Up to this.
If it's two cartoon animals boinking, acceptable. If you as a human want to bang an animal cartoon,
Chitara?
My sessions
how about,
are figured
how about
out.
Chitara from Thundercats?
Ooh, that's tough.
There you go.
Or like Woolly Zoo one? Because now we're talking. See, once you start doing the animal human morph, that's almost like alien like. Because I fucks with this alien race called Lyrans, and they're pretty hot. So I'm talking more of a plain old cat. When you start getting humanoid cat, now we're going to start talking enlightened aliens. That's going to take the conversation completely.
Teach had to sign out because he has to rethink his answer now.
So you're saying we can bang aliens but not animals?
If it's consensual.
How about Roger from American Dad?
And time out. Here's a perfect point. Didn't Mark want to bang Jessica Rabbit, who was banging a rabbit? So she...
True, she's a sicko.
Well, she, look, I do love their romance, but that, yeah, I do love
But
their
then
romance.
Again, he is a comedian rabbit, and as we all know, comedians get the hot.
I heard Roger Rabbit's the one that does the fish hooking. She won't say it, but I'm throwing it
with
out
those
there.
Big yellow hands?
Roger Rabbit. No, my son Roger Rabbit would never fish hook.
He's got dexterity with his hands and his ears. He's Margarita very versatile, up, Roger Rabbit.
Can we talk about Captain Kurt bagging all those green women?
Yeah, see when we have like intergalactic movies like Avengers, Star Trek, I mean, even Raven, who am I thinking of? Who did Jennifer Lawrence play?
Oh, that's so Raven.
Oh, now we're talking about Marvel characters.
Speaking of Marvel characters, let's pull up a picture of John Koppel in the Avengers. That is so John Koppel right there.
Wait, is that me?
Actor's name.
Phil Collison.
That guy's pure charisma.
He's
pure animal magnetism.
My neighbor and I, he came to the show. He came to the show when we were at in Ambler. He came and hung out with us.
Forest of Maine?
Yeah. He was like, dude, your friend John looks exactly like the agent from the Avengers. And I was like, I don't know. And then I went and watched it. I was like, yep, that's him. There's Koppel.
Wait, I just got a text from CG. He says he can't hear shit, and every time he talks, it fucks up. So this might have to be our last StreamYard time until.
That's a great co-host.
Huh?
That's a great co-host
again. I lost my co-host. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be wrapping up anyway. It's been, not yet, but like, I hope he tries to sign back on. I'll tell him. I'll say, try one more time.
Yeah, give him one more shot.
There were some very attractive ladies in heavy metal. I don't know if you remember that cartoon.
John Candy was in it. Speaking of, let's plug Peaks episode with John Candy, my favorite episode because I was in it.
A most recent episode of Peaks was hair metal. So yeah,
did you talk about Kip Winger?
I didn't talk about Winger really.
No, then I don't know if it's really about hair metal. Who'd you do that episode with?
I did it with Chris Dolan and Danny Getz.
That's going to be a good episode. Man. Those guys are funny.
Yeah, they are funny. It was a good one.
And when's the Peaks episode coming out where CG and I talked about Jean-Claude Van Damme? Soon, right?
This upcoming Wednesday.
Yes. We did. So look out for that Peaks episode coming out.
Look out. Yeah, we did Van Damme, and Siege and I had a little bit of a standoff on the topic of Dolph Lundgren and his acting chops, because we talked about Universal Soldier, and one of us was a lot more impressed than the other.
So what was your stance on his cameo in Breaking?
We didn't go into Breaking.
You didn't go into Breaking? He was a background actor wearing a singlet, and he's like,
we did talk about it a tiny bit. We spent more time talking about his almost role in Predator. Van Damme was initially the Predator. And
are you serious?
He wanted to make the Predator like a Kung Fu Predator. And they were like, get the fuck out of here with that. He said, no, check it out. And started doing crap. And eventually, like, dude, you got to go. We're sick of it.
Give us the mask back and get the fuck out of the casting office. But the lab, I never wore black silk underwear.
All right, we have two more topics. CG's not going to be joining us. It's too fucked up. So we're probably going to have to avoid StreamYard until he's out of the LTSR. But that's coming up soon-ish.
Very soon.
So let's do two more topics quickly, and then we're going to wrap this New Year's Eve special up. The vaccine. It's already rolling out. I have some friends who are nurses. They're saints who already got the first. I guess it goes in a series. You get like it two or three times. It's how the vaccination works. So how do you guys feel? Would you get it if it was offered to you?
Can I give my answer to Tom? Because we were talking about this earlier because he did a show about it last night and it really changed my mind on a lot of things. So I'm going to refer to Tom, and if Tom says I should get it, I'm going to go get it. And if he says I shouldn't, I'll wait.
Don't refer to me. It's what you're comfortable with.
Tom, I think. Tell us what you think.
I think it's all about people's comfortability with stuff, right? So I feel like I did do a show last night, and we had a doctor that recently got it on the cast with us, and I'm blessed that I get to do that cast with somebody that is very well educated and a public health official and has degrees from Harvard and Princeton. And you know, we discuss it. I think it's necessary for us to get to herd immunity, that we're going to need a viable vaccine. I think that I can understand people being leery of it because it is new, and usually a vaccine takes anywhere from 6 to 20 years to come to market. And I mean, we're really in the trials of it right now. So I think if you're healthy and young and you want to go about your life and get out there and do things, I don't want to be too serious on a comedy cast, but I think you should entertain it. Because if you're going to go out there and be in the crowds anyway, you shouldn't be scared of the vaccine. The vaccine is not going to mutate you. You're not going to turn into a zombie. You do have to take two courses of it. So the first one doesn't give you any type of protection until you receive the second bout of it. I was more concerned with that they said, you know, it was painful and this and that, but not really. Like the doctor we spoke to yesterday that had it said no more than the typical flu shot. And so Alex said vaccines cause autism. Alex Jones is a truth teller. And then he said, I'm joking, seriously, vaccines are safe.
I love it.
But yeah,
that being said, I think I would get it. I'd get it.
Yeah.
What about Copple? Would you get it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what would happen. I don't know if it turns you into like a donkey fucker or something, but I've heard some strange things. No, in seriousness, I'm definitely going to get it. My brother is a doctor. He already got it. My mom lives in Florida, and that crazy ass governor decided that people over the age of 65 get in line before healthcare workers. So my mom got it.
Wow.
Which is ridiculous, but cool, I guess. And yeah, of course, it's fine. Get it. Get the vaccine, you weirdos.
I just don't like getting shots, but it's a good one.
I would take it when it's offered to me. I'm definitely not, you know, first of all, I just recovered from it, so I think I'm immune for a bit anyway. But if it opened up to me in 6 months from now, you know, I believe I would. And then the last topic we'll do real quick is that Trump is doing some pardons, as you know, as he gets ready to exit office and
let the pedophiles walk.
I think I don't know how it all works, but if Trump can give me a call, I have some requests, and I'll stop shooting lasers at him, spiritual lasers at Trump if he gives me a quick little call. I have some favors. So no big deal. Psych, big deal. So Trump.
Who do you want? Who?
Maybe not call me, but like email me, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. I'd like an email from Trump. I'll stop shooting lasers at him, spiritual lasers. But I do have some requests.
Who?
Margarita got your back.
the fishhook guy who's actually a famous celebrity. He can be off the hook if his new wife becomes my best friend. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I love his new wife, not giving anything away, because I'm not trying to get sued, but she's rad as hell.
You think she's into getting fish hooked? Must be.
I hope not. I hope not.
Probably though. More than likely, if you're going to marry a girl,
he's not fish hooking her. He's probably fish hooking someone else, right? That doesn't just go away.
No, that's so, something that that's something
you're into. He tried calling me 3 or 4 years ago, right before they met. And I remember saying, I read tarot now. I always felt like there were some suppression issues. Do you want me to give you a reading? He was just trying to fuck at like 2 a.m. I never heard from him again after I offered a tarot reading to his booty call text. And I wasn't offering it for free. I was like, I'm 100 an hour. Sorry, I didn't see Margarita. Margarita, can you ask that again? Because I didn't see.
Off the hook.
Off the hook. I see what you did there. I like Margarita. She's...
Yeah, she's all right. So... Kate, who do you want to pardon? Am I taking this too literally?
Oh, who do I want to pardon? I'm gonna let you think about that, John, and get back to me maybe later.
If she could just get like maybe a co-host
to be El Chapo.
That's what I figured. Okay.
So okay, well, I think we're gonna wrap this up with saying it's the end of the year. This was kind of Koppel's idea, so I'm not going to pretend this is mine, but it's the end of the year. What are we all saying goodbye to? We won't do our resolutions, but what are we saying goodbye to? Which kind of is a resolution. I'll start. I'm saying goodbye to feeling powerless. I'm saying goodbye to playing small. And I'm saying hello to having faith in myself and in the universe and for us as a community, a collective, to move forward in a more non-dual way. Meaning like we're not pitting sides against each other, whether it's politically or racial issues, whatever. I would love to see healing. So I'm saying hello to healing and goodbye personally to some self-hate, self-worth stuff. I'm ready to move forward. And Margarita said, awesome show. Happy New Year. When is your next show? Well, I don't know when the next...
Plug your... how she can listen to you regularly.
Yeah, my podcast is Invasion of Privacy. It's on Red Circle, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. So I upload about once a week. Rick Adana and Koppel are regulars. Tom will probably be as well if he wants
Yay.
To. And we'll do StreamYard a lot too as soon as we can get CG up and running. I don't really, you know, he's my co-host, so we'll figure it out.
And we have Kate Wolf now, I guess, joining the Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling channel on Twitch. How nice.
I love it. And no, Trump should not pardon Anyway, that was worth it. Okay, thank you, Margarita. Okay, so that was a joke. Okay, we're wrapping it up. John, what are you saying goodbye to and hello to, if you'd like?
Okay, this was your idea, not mine. But what I'm saying goodbye to, I would say just half-baked excuses for not doing what I want to do.
Yeah,
you know, I started a podcast this year and it was something that I was kicking around in my head for years. And you always have those fears that are kind of self-indulgent, like, well, people might judge. It's like people don't give a shit. They will listen or they won't care. And that's just the end of it. And I think it goes like that with, you know, anybody that's trying to do something creative or anything that's just off the standard path of what most people are doing. You have those self-conscious thoughts. It's like, get rid of that. Do what you want to do. You only get one spin. Make the most of it. So I'm going to say goodbye to that. And I guess I'll just say hello to embracing my potential.
Yes. Yes. I've been enjoying so much getting to work with John more and more. You are a brilliant creative genius. I mean that. So yes, claim it.
Feelings mutual.
And obviously, same. Rick Adana is my homie. We're going to be creating. You know what I mean? So I love this family. And Tom, you're new to it. But man, like, let's make 2021 a year of moving forward. And now, Tom, let's hear from you. What are you saying goodbye to and hello to?
That's a very good question. I'm going to have to piggyback off yours because I wasn't super prepared for this. But I will also like to say goodbye to all the division and negativity in the world because I'm all about embracing the positive, releasing all of the, you know, choosing this side or that side. I think there is a lot of gray, you know. Some people might like a missionary. Some people might like being fishhook. We got to find a way to meet in the middle and for everybody to get along.
Consensually meet in the middle.
Yeah. We're not talking about a gorilla just taking advantage of me. We're talking about overall everybody getting a little more centered and meeting each other. That's the basic it. What I like to say hello to is plenty of positivity, a lot of growth, and a lot of exploring some new areas, which, you know, include this whole comedy realm. And I think we're going to, I don't know if Mark's told you about it, but I think we're going to be shooting for a Guinness Book of World Records longest comedy show ever coming up soon. And I hope you guys are going to join us as we try to set that record.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you everyone who joined us on StreamYard, who's going to be listening later on the normal channels. Happy New Year. I hope all of you think about what you're saying goodbye to and hello to. And remember, we are all in this together. We're all connected. And we can live life in a way that's fun and free. And we're meant to laugh. And we're allowed to talk about sex. So loosen the fuck up and let's celebrate being alive. Okay? And now, Mark, where can they find you?
You find me here. Drink, Jokes, and Storytelling, DJS Podcast, or I'm the only Mark Riccadonna out there, so just Google me. You'll find it. Find look him. For the look for the mullet. That's what I'm saying. Hello.
Yeah. John, where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook. My name is John Koppel, J-O-N. You also find me on Instagram, Peaks_podcast. Listen to Peaks. You'll find that on iTunes and Stitcher and probably wherever else you listen to podcasts. It's a good time. Kate and Mark have both killed it on that podcast.
It's a good show.
It's fun.
Super and fun. Yeah, if you'd like to check me out, I was so happy to be here today, but if you'd like to come see a little bit more of me, if you're into gambling or anything of that nature, check me out on Twitch at Down to the Felt NJ, or you can find me on Facebook. We have thousands of followers. We'd love for you to become part of the Down to the Felt family. If you want to gamble, drink, and laugh a little bit, I'm more than happy to have come join me with that. Or right here on Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling, the channel on Twitch. We're trying to grow it, and we will be doing some incredible things for 2021. Thank you so much for having me on this show, Kate.
You're so welcome. It was a pleasure. And for anyone who wants a tarot card healing, non-dual Kabbalistic healing, my email is kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at the Kate Wolf, Twitter at the Kate Wolf, and TikTok, because now I'm on TikTok, at Kate Fanchon Wolf. And thank you all for listening. Bye. Happy New Year.